Hi, this is Dick Valentine from Electric Six. You're listening to CITR 101.9, University of British Columbia. We're proud.
Where do you get your ideas? Well, right here. All this is my Martian landscape. Somewhere in this room is an African veldt. Just beyond, perhaps, is a small Illinois town where I grew up. And I'm surrounded on every side by my magician's toy shop. I'll never starve here. I just look around, find what I need, and begin. I'm Ray Bradbury. And this is
with some strange tales there. The late author Ray Bradbury with the opening titles to his mid-80s HBO series The Ray Bradbury Theater. Music by composer John Massari with synths. That was a demo version he actually proposed at HBO, which they adopted as the full theme throughout the series. Massari did wind up orchestrating a symphonic version which he uploaded to YouTube and then synchronized. Then we went all the way back to 1953 with Dick Jacobs' theme to the 3D sci-fi film It Came from Outer Space, which was based in part on Bradbury's short story, Atomic Monster. And It Came from Outer Space deals with the aftermath of what was considered a meteorite crash in Arizona, when of course it turns out to be something else entirely. So that's how we're going to kick off things with this episode of Exploding Head Movies. This is your cinematically inspired program here broadcast on UBC's Celestial Community Radio Station, CITR, 101.9 FM. 88.5 on the Shaw Cable Dial in Vancouver. And you can find us on the web at www.citr.ca. I'm Yak, and I'll be cutting right in front of all the stars here until 9 p.m. Phone number of the station is 604-822-2487. You can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. So Ray Bradbury died So that's sad. The author, longtime speculative fiction author. And what we're going to do is, for the back half of the show, we'll take a look at the work of the Midwest surrealist fantasy author. Main profile, we'll look at Bernard Herrmann's score to the Francois Truffaut 1966 film adaptation. Probably his best known work, Fahrenheit 451. Otherwise, before we get to that, another event that happened last week, though, for the lower mainland, well above the clouds, and that was Venus made transit across the sun. So, first half of the show, some songs about that second planet of the solar system. In the background here, this is Alan Hawkshaw with Destination Venus, off the 1977 Library album KPM, The Road Forward. And, of course, Ray Bradbury himself had a few takes on the Venusian life. But enough with the jibber-jabber here. First is going to be a little tease of what will eventually be my profile on the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. And Record Store Day shoppers this year would have possibly seen this little LP known as the Essential Science Fiction Sound Effects Volume 2. Though back in 1976, the BBC Radiophonic Workshop called it Out of the World. So from that repackaged album, we're going to listen to John Baker's short, Venus Space Lab, and we'll follow up with some Juan McLean, Air, and then a little march about the transit itself here on Exploding Head Movies. Thank you.
Canada, June is recognized as National Aboriginal History Month and culminates on June 21st, which is National Aboriginal Day. CITR is a proud supporter of National Aboriginal History Month and is pleased to bring you special programming as well as highlights of events taking place throughout the month of June.
Join us June 13th in the Victoria Theatre in the Irving K. Barber Library for a special screening and discussion of films from the Native Youth Program. On June 14th, join us at the Irving K. Barber Library for the official start to Aboriginal History Month.
All right, that set started off with a little bleepy bit from the BBC Radiophonic Workshop, John Baker's Venusian Space Lab. Then we heard one of the first songs that ever came out through the vaunted DFA label from 2002. That was the Lon McLean with By the Time I Get to Venus. Then we heard the French band Air with their lead track from 2004's album Talkie Walkie. That was Venus. Before closing with the staff band of the West Group Russian Forces in Germany. The song sounds a little Monty Python-esque, mostly since it's the same composer as the Liberty Bell March. So the Russian forces were playing John Philip Sousa's Transit of Venus March, a previously lost song in Britain a year after the 1882 Transit of Venus. And Sousa's scores for that were thought to have been lost in a flood. But in 2003, an employee of the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. found copies of the sheet music. And upon working with NASA in advance of the 2004 Transit of Venus, Sousa's Lost March re-entered the world. In the background, this is the great Jean-Jacques Perry and Gershon Kingsley with Girl from Venus. This is off their groundbreaking 1966 album, The In Sound from Way Out. And Perry and Gershon were electronic musicians that helped pave the way for synths to enter pop music. Exhibit A, the bubbly instrumental known as popcorn. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. I'm Gak, and we're going to stick with a Venusian theme for at least one more set here. It's going to be the covers. And we're going to start off with an Alabama surf rock band with apparent extraterrestrial roots. They've reunited as a touring band over the past few years and managed to catch them in Austin in 2010. From their 1995 album Project Infinity, this is Man or Astro Man with a cover of a Scottish punk song done by the Rosillos. And this is Transmissions from Venus here on CITR Vancouver.
Mary, do you have any idea what you're listening to?
London Philharmonic.
It's Venus. Venus. Why not?
We bounce the signals off the moon's surface. There's no reason that Venus shouldn't radiate impulses.
I don't mean the static. Can't you hear it? The other thing?
What other thing?
Listen to it, Paul. Listen to the voice.
Thank you. everyone. We're from the UBC Food Society.
Yummy.
And we're the only food club at UBC.
We're about feeding students, but also teaching them how to feed themselves. Through our restaurant outings and cooking workshops, we hope to expose you guys to the diversity of cultures, flavors, and food communities Vancouver has to offer.
So if you want to get involved, email us at foodsociety@gmail.com or check up on our website at www.ams.ubc.ca/clubs/foodsociety, or you can even join our Facebook group.
Listen to Exploding Head Movies on CITR 101.9 FM. Thank you.
Some of the people who were caught singing that are actually listening right now. So, what happened there? That set started off with Man or Astro Man covering the Rosillo's 1978 single Transmissions from Venus, which spliced in a little bit of their wonderful B-movie audio clips. Of course, I sort of sequenced there a little bit of a NASA recording of the magnetic field of Venus captured off of a satellite. Then we heard from the old Republic of Congo, which became Zaire, which became Congo again. That was the Orchestra Veve covering the great Dutch band's shocking blues fantastic Venus. And you can find that on Volume 1 of the Kazumbi series, which collects a whole bunch of African 60s garage music there. Then we hopped over to Langley, B.C., circa 1977, from the glorious Langley School's music project album, Innocence and Despair. That was music director Hans Fenger, along with the Wicks Brown Elementary School class at the time, with their take of Paul McCartney's In Wings, Venus and Mars / Rock Show. Amazing to consider that perhaps a modest school year memento wound up in the hands of Victoria Record Collector back in 2000, who then had the mind to send it to one of the DJs at the almighty WFMU in Hoboken, New Jersey, an outsider music specialist who dug the album so much, got it remastered, and released to the world at large. And you think about movies such as School of Rock, which is based in part on that, and then melodically think of the soundtrack to Where the Wild Things Are. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web, streaming live at www.citr.ca. But in case you missed the start of the show, which was primarily about Venus, there's always a podcast that'll slowly get updated in time. Just click on the schedule, and you'll see the wonderful things that way. In the background, this is Popol Vuh with The Venus Principle. And this is off their 1978 soundtrack to the Werner Herzog adaptation of Nosferatu. And that's about it for the Venus segment of this week's episode, in honor of the recent transit of Venus across the sun from our earthly vantage point. Hopefully you caught the footage online here, since we had some clouds in transit over across our entire sky here. But if you caught it online, good for you, because the next transit of Venus won't be in the year 2117. 2117, 5 years after the rush year. Of course, why is it going to take that long? It's based on the slight tilt of Venus's orbit. I think it's like 3 degrees off of what the Earth's is, at least with reference to us. So, on the same day that Venus transited the Sun, June 5th, unfortunately, author Ray Bradbury passed away at the age of 91 after battling apparent illness for quite some time. And just to give a taste on the influence Bradbury had on the culture, these are two songs that reference Ray Bradbury by name. And we're going to start off with a bit of a foul language song. So for those of you with sensitive ears, why are you still listening? Anyways, Rachel Bloom, she's a comedian who writes for the Adult Swim show Robot Chicken. And she actually releases videos of songs and spoofs through the Funny or Die website. And in 2010, Bloom released this video song about Ray Bradbury from as a fan fawning over the author himself. And of course, Bradbury actually caught the video, and there are photos of his amusement reaction. So, listener discretion is advised. Strong language, foul words, potentially scandalous talk here. So, listener discretion is advised. This is Rachel Bloom with Fuck Me, Ray Bradbury.
Steve called me up and said, wanna hang out tonight? We could see an indie film or just grab a bite. I said, oh, Steve, you're cute, but a movie's not what I need. No offense, but I'd rather stay home and grapes and dandelion wine, and we'll read a little Fahrenheit 69. You're a prolific author, Ray Bradbury. Come on, baby, I'm down on one knee. I carved our names on a Halloween tree. You write about Earthlings going to Mars, and I write about blowing you in my car. You won an Emmy Award for the screenplay adaptation of Halloween Tree. Fuck me, Ray. For space, L is for love.
speculate on a book.
Of sound, art, nature, and the infinite. Motion. Notion. July 19th to 23rd in a spectacular mountainous location near Golden, B.C. Check out five stages with 27 headliners, including The Crystal Method, Dirty Phonics, Savoy, Baranoise, Gaudi, John W. Fleming, Subvert, and others. Motion. Notion. July 19th to 23rd, Golden, B.C. Tickets and info at motionnotion.com.
Indeed. Wozniak saying all that foul language. Anyways, what happened there? Lots of things. Amazing things always happen. In the background, this is the Swedish act Pacific with Venus Rising off their 2010 album Narcissus. And from the same year, we just heard from somewhere around New England, Phantom Buffalo with Ray Bradbury's Bones. A little too soon to say something like that, but that's, well, I'm sure you would have a good Morden sense of humor that way. And that's off of Phantom Buffalo's latest album, Cement Postcard with Owl Colors. And before that, a whole bunch of tawdry details with Rachel Bloom there with Fuck Me, Ray Bradbury, referring to many of the author's famous stories by name throughout the lyrics there. And one of the hundreds of stories not directly mentioned was first known as The World the Children Made, which appeared on the anthology The Illustrated Man in 1951. Later became something called The Veldt, telling a tale that reads like a modern Star Trek thing involving a holodeck, something going wrong. More dire circumstances actually do happen, and of course the children do not want to leave this fantasy world. And the story of the Veldt comes up in the lyrics of this latest single by Niagara Falls progressive house master Deadmau5, featuring vocals by Chris James. Crazy little collaboration on the internet via serendipitous partnership. This is Deadmau5 with a song that actually takes the entire story, pretty much, and puts it to words. So here's Deadmau5 with Chris James off their EP of the same name. This is the Veldt here on CITR 101.9 FM. Vancouver.
My name is Max Grassi, a student athlete at UBC playing men's ice hockey. Myself and three other players from the Lower Mainland, Thomas Woods, Jeff Lichimo, and Kirk French, will be in Ingolstadt, Germany to represent Team Canada in the IIHF World Inline Hockey Championship this June 1st to 7th. Canada posted a bronze medal in last year's competition in Pardubice, Czech Republic, where we faced many NHL and pro players. It was our best performance in a decade, and we would appreciate your help to bring home a gold this summer. We are currently looking for sponsors and donations to help support us in Germany this year, as we are representing Canada in one of the world's fastest-growing sports. Sponsors will get a logo on my uniform as well as a logo on my player bio on Team Canada's website. For more information on sponsorship, visit my website at maxthomassponsorship.wordpress.com or visit my Twitter handle at GrassiMax. That's at GRASSIMAX. Thanks for listening.
Normally, I'm actually just going to talk over that one, but that was brassy enough. So we'll just put a little fire here in the background. What happened there is we played Deadmau5 with Chris James with a number called The Veldt. And then we just heard from 1953, The Beast from 20,000 Fathoms, which takes one plot point from Ray Bradbury's short story, The Foghorn. So, you're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver. I'm Gak. So, let's get to the score. Perhaps one of the Ray Bradbury's best known stories, taking its name from the temperature that paper auto ignites at. Fahrenheit 451. And originally it was interpreted as a treatise against censorship, but Bradbury actually found inspiration on the idea of television and mass media slowly taking away our attention spans from books. So just think back, this was written in 1953, I believe. At the time, maybe like portable radios and whatnot, televisions were still sort of popping up at times, but Bradbury got that sense early that people would just be looking at mass media for easy distractions as opposed to long, depth, concentrated things. And he spun that concept into a tale where fire brigades are actually dispensed to people's homes to burn books and set things afire, not to put them out. In 1966, French New Wave director François Truffaut directed an adaptation of Fahrenheit 451, and legendary composer Bernard Herrmann was asked to provide the score. We're going to get more into Herrmann's involvement as we listen to three different orchestras interpret the score, but let's start off with the original version here. Starting off with Bernard Herrmann's cue called The Decision from the film Fahrenheit 451. So we start off with the decision, then a theme from the main protagonist, Montag, as portrayed by Oscar Werner in the film. And then we heard Valsalente. Whilst behind me, this is The Books, all from Bernard Herrmann's score, to Truffaut's adaptation of Ray Bradbury's Fahrenheit 451. And there are numerous versions of the soundtrack floating around. Somehow I have a German mid-90s pressing, but there's a mighty fine-looking version that came out through the Tribute Film Classics label in 2007, which contains a lot more of Herrmann's cues from the film. However, Herrmann himself re-recorded some of the cues into a suite with the National Philharmonic Orchestra in Britain. So let's tune into this 10-minute suite that bundles in some of the cues we haven't yet heard from Fahrenheit 451. And this comes off the Decca label circa 1974. The album's called The Fantasy Film World of Bernard Herrmann. And this is the Fahrenheit 451 suite here on Exploding Head Movies, CITR, Vancouver. Entering the Cues, Prelude, then The Fire Engine, The Bedroom, Flowers of Fire, The Road, and then the finale. That was Bernard Herrmann along with the National Philharmonic Orchestra, the Fahrenheit 451 Suite. Herrmann was selected by author Ray Bradbury to score the film adaptation. After Bradbury met the composer whilst visiting Alfred Hitchcock on the set of the 1966 film Torn Curtain, Bradbury suggested to director François Truffaut to use Herrmann for the score. Herrmann asked why. Why him? He was such a golden era composer that why would he be chosen instead of Truffaut's friends like Pierre Boulez and Karlheinz Stockhausen? Truffaut answered that they would only offer 20th century music. Herrmann would be able to offer 21st century sounds. In the background, this is Finnish conductor Esa-Pekka Salonen, along with the LA Philharmonic Orchestra, with another cue from Herrmann's score to Fahrenheit 451. This is called The Reading. And we've got some time here. Let's listen to a few more cues here by Salonen and the LA Philharmonic. Of course, this could be a part tribute for the hockey team, because the Kings actually won the sports Stanley Cup thing. Spocky! From the 2009 recording, Bernard Herrmann Film Scores. From the Fahrenheit 451 Suite for strings, harps, and percussion, this is The Garden, and we'll listen to The Nightmare, Flamethrower, and then Captain's Death as time permits.
Thank you.
So there's this Pekka Salonen along with the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra with a few cues from their own suite from the film Fahrenheit 451 for strings, harps, and percussion. So we heard The Garden, then The Nightmare, a very short, violent cue called Flamethrower before we closed with Captain's Death. And Herman originally scored the film just using string instruments, harp, xylophone, vibraphone, marimba, and glockenspiel, which we heard early on in the show. So with Ray Bradbury's death last Tuesday, there's word now of many long-dormant scripts based on his works, getting a big push into active development. So there might be a remake of Fahrenheit 451, which actually happened once kind of in the past with Mel Gibson, but that totally fell apart, and that's highly doubtful now. But think about such stories as like The Martian Chronicles and perhaps Dandelion Wine. Those will come soon. In the background, this is Combustible Edison off their 1994 iSwinger album. This is The Veldt, taking the same name. A little bit of more of the exotic inspiration that we heard from like Deadmau5. So that's going to be it for Exploding Head Movies this June 11th, 2012. Coming up at 9 p.m., it is The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker. And he's got a guest with him. And I think they'll be talking about the Coastal Jazz Fest until midnight. If you missed any of this week's episode, just grab the podcast via www.citr.ca. You can also search iTunes for Exploding Head Movies, much the same way you can search Facebook, Twitter, in a way. Google Plus is sort of forming there, although it's very just like, hey, you can play this song. That's about it. As always, you can email me at radiofreegeek@gmail.com. Next week, it's might as well continue a little bit of a space theme. Kevin and I were just talking about Ridley Scott's alien prequel of sorts, Prometheus. The soundtrack for that sounds quite good, so. Otherwise, we could take a look at Moonrise Kingdom. We still have the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. Sled Island's coming up. June is ripe full of fickle change. Anyways, after a couple little announcements here, we're going to close off with the Venus Angle. It'll lead us into the Jazz Show. A little something from 1959. It'll be Sun Ra and his Myth Science Orchestra. It'll be Rocket Number 9 takes off for the planet Venus. So take care of yourselves, Vancouver. Enjoy yourself, and hopefully a little summer kicks in. And watch out for little kids on their lion safaris.
My name is Natasha. I am a robot now. I am playing with my breast again. Nothing to do, nothing to do. Sometimes I listen to Misery Hour with Hans Close Wednesday at 11 before midnight. I don't think I like it.
This month in the June issue of Discorder, we chat with Needles and Pins about superstitions, disband some winter woes with Young Pacific, meet the fellows of Capital Six and their heartfelt psych folk jams, and find out about the glamorous life of a touring indie band and our feature on Beekeeper. Plus, sad about the end of Coachella? Never fear, not when you have part one of our Vancouver Summer Festival Guide. See what the Anza Club is all about in our venues section. Learn about the fictional band Wet Leather in Textually Active. As always, find out about the latest and greatest music, both live and recorded, in the Discorder calendar, under review and real live action section. And don't forget about our feature on Music Waste, which takes place June 4th to 10th. And meet DJ Smiley Mike and DJ Caddyshack, hosts of Trance and Dance, in our On the Air section. All this and more from Discorder, that magazine from CITR 101.9 FM, supporting local music for over 25 years.
Enough. for the planet. Enough, enough, enough.
Listening to CITR FM 101.9 or on Shaw Cable 88.5 or on your computer www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for a very special edition of The Jazz Show. It's your Jazz Festival Primer coming right up.
Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-wee. Ba-do-ba-dee-oo-doo-wee.